This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to your favorite program. It's 6:39, and I found a very interesting article that says...
Yo, there's a phone call for you you need to take.
No, I can't. We're getting ready to do this.
It's a guy that has a new restaurant for you to try, and I know how much you like new restaurants, so should probably take this.
I do.
We got to do this on the air?
I do like new restaurants, but okay, well, hold on a second. Thanks for calling. This is the Wisconsin Morning News. This is Seth. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Is it Seth Mira?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my goodness. I've been looking also for you.
I'm sorry?
I've been looking all over the world for you.
Oh, well, I've been here in Wisconsin for a couple of years. Who am I talking to?
The Kung Pao.
Well, good morning, Kung Pao. Thank you very much for calling the program. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I opened a new restaurant, Kung Pao Chicken Hall.
I'm sorry, you opened a new restaurant called what?
Kung Pao Chicken Hut.
Kung Pao Chicken Hut.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very good food. It's authentic Canadian food.
Canadian food?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that Canada had its own cuisine. It's original Canadian. Okay, Canadian. Canadian?
Right. Yeah, it's Canadian food.
We got
fried pork, we got fresh hockey, and it's very good food. It's very good for you. It's Canadian buffet.
A Canadian buffet.
Yeah.
Are you Canadian?
Yeah, I'm from Montreal. Why are you asking that question?
Well, you don't, you're from Ontario. You don't sound like you're Canadian.
Oh, I see what you're saying, Seth Mira.
What?
You're saying all Canadians sound the same. You're so racist.
No,
you're such a racist person.
No, I'm not saying that at all. It's a different Canadian accent than I'm used to. Were you born in Canada?
Born and raised in Canada. Why you ask that question so many times, you racist person?
You're
such a racist.
No, I'm confused. Okay, so you have, on the menu, you have what?
We have fried pork.
Fried?
And it's fresh. It's fresh right from the pound.
Okay, so from the pound? No, yeah. What else do you have on the menu?
Well, we have hockey, and
Hockey.
Yeah, it's Canadian.
Right.
You know, it's very good food.
Okay.
It's very fresh. We get it from the pound.
No, you don't.
And we declaw them all the time because they're very sharp claws.
What?
Very sharp claws.
No, pork doesn't have claws. Pigs don't have claws.
It's pronounced pork.
Pug. Okay, I get it. Puck instead of pork because it's a Canadian restaurant. Sure, I got it. That's very clever.
I'm in the restaurant right now, getting ready for grand opening of Kung Pao Chicken Hut. Well, and I actually have the pug right here.
Okay.
And it's very fresh. Be quiet, pug.
What?
Be quiet.
What
Be
was
quiet
the,
to call you.
What was that? What was that? What was that?
It was the pug. It's very fresh. Okay, hold on. Be quiet before I cut off your tail and serve it as appetizer.
Okay, so this is a Canadian buffet.
Canadian buffet.
Canadian. Canadian. Okay. Were your parents born in Canada? Canada?
Okay, Ted, you ask that question one more time.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
You upset me very much. I heard about you and buffets.
Whoa.
How you go in and you get like five plates. Okay.
I mean, you gotta get your money.
You come in.
You gotta get your
money worth.
Well, yeah.
We got other people. We got customers that we have to serve.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. You send me an email. Seth.Mila@WSAU.com. You send me an email about the delicious thing, and I'll maybe me and the guys will come down and try it. So, Canadian.
Canadian.
Canadian buffet. I'm confused.
Why do you say it with like question mark?
I'm just saying it's odd. It's very. I've never heard of a Canadian buffet. That's all. Thank you for calling.
What's that about, eh?
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Kung Pao Canadian.
Kung Pao Canadian chicken.
Okay, it sounds delicious. Thank you very much for the call. Okay, well, that's not good. That's not good.
Tell me there's something called BVO in my cola drink, and I didn't know. That's not desired. At least my Coke won't catch fire. Tell me, did you ever think it could be true? You're drinking stuff that could put out a flame or two. Oh no, it's not required. At least my Coke won't catch fire. Sometimes you gotta wonder why they add in a chemical they use for fire control and could rot out my skull. Next time I reach out for a drink, you can bet I'll look closer at the label of ingredients, and be inspired to say my Coke won't catch fire. My Coke won't catch fire.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vayner Show at 9 on WSAU.